The budget session of Parliament will begin today. The session, which will conclude on 12th of August, will have 16 sittings. Our correspondent reports that this session will mainly be devoted to the financial business relating to Union Budget for 2024-25. On the first day of the session, Economic Survey 2023-24 will be tabled in Parliament, which provides statistical information and analysis on various sectors. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2024-25 in the Lok Sabha tomorrow. On the same day, the Budget for Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir for 2024 will also be presented. During the session, government is likely to introduce 6 new bills. This include Disaster Management Amendment Bill, the Boilers Bill, Bharatiya Vayuyan Vidheyak, the Coffee Promotion Development Bill and the Rubber Promotion and Development Bill. Over 4,500 Indian students have returned from Bangladesh so far amid violent protests. External Affairs Ministry said that the High Commission of India in Dhaka has been making arrangements for security escorts for the safe travel of Indian nationals to the border crossing points. The ministry added that the High Commission and Assistant High Commissions continue to be in regular touch with the local authorities for the safety and security of Indian nationals. The centre has lifted a ban on government employees taking part in Rashtriya Swayam Sevak Sangh RSS activities. The ban, imposed in November 1966 during the rule of Prime Minister Indira Gandhi, has been removed by the Ministry of Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions. In a post on X, BJP IT cell chief Amit Malviya said the unconstitutional order issued 58 years ago in 1966, imposing a ban on government employees taking part in RSS activities, has been withdrawn by the Modi government. In response to the Nipah death in Kerala, a 6-member expert team of ICMR has arrived in Kozhikode to support the state in public health measures. The Union Health Ministry has decided to deploy a multi-member joint outbreak response team to assist the state health department with case investigation, identification and epidemiological linkages and providing technical assistance. ICMR has also sent a mobile BSL-3 laboratory to Kozhikode to test additional samples from those who were in contact with the deceased boy. The funeral of the 14-year-old boy who succumbed to the virus was held yesterday following the Nipah protocol. The annual Kavad Yatra for Shravan month begins today. During the Kavad Yatra, a large number of people visit pilgrimage sites such as Haridwar, Gomukh and Gangotri in Uttarakhand to fetch holy waters of Ganga River. Uttarakhand and Uttar Pradesh governments have made elaborate arrangements to manage a large number of pilgrims. Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami has said that the state government has made elaborate arrangements for smooth conduct of Yatra. The Haridwar District Administration estimates that up to 5 crore devotees may attend the Kavad Mela this year. U.S. President Joe Biden has withdrawn from the presidential race for the upcoming November election. The announcement was made last night by Biden in a letter posted on his social media account. Biden expressed that serving as president has been the greatest honor of his life. The president said he will be speaking to the nation later this week in more detail about his decision. Additionally, President Biden endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris as the presidential nominee and thanked her for being an extraordinary partner. Board of Control for Cricket of India Secretary Jay Shah has announced that the board will provide 8.5 crore rupees to Indian Olympics Association for the Paris Olympics campaign. Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya thanked BCCI for this monetary support. Dr. Mandaviya said the country is proud of every athlete representing India in Olympics. In the Women's Asia Cup T20 cricket, India secured a comfortable 78-run victory over UAE in Dumbula, Sri Lanka last evening. With this victory, India guaranteed themselves a semi-final spot. Put into bat first, India scored 201 for 5 in the stipulated 20 overs. Today, Sri Lanka women will take on Malaysia women in a Group B match in Dumbula. The match will start at 2 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.